to this peer group, would they also have the information on the giving from the alumni?
I'm certain that they would, yes. That's not reflected in the survey that we participate in, but I'm sure it would be available. So to summarize, the association is a mission-oriented organization that operates from a customer-centric perspective to provide superior value to our stakeholders. As we've streamlined our operations, the management team uses key performance indicators to direct limited resources and make good decisions, while our governing board uses them to monitor our performance. I thank you again for this opportunity and look forward to future ones to discuss the guiding principles and key performance indicators of the association.
Any questions for Lauren? Just one comment. I don't know how many of the trustees are on the list of Illinois Connection, but might be good to put all the trustees on it to see the activity the Illinois Connection does on behalf of the university and to participate. So I don't know whether that's kosher to do that, but that might be something to think about.
I see no reason why not to do that. And I will check as soon as I get back to the office and make sure everyone's included.
Great. Any other questions? All right. Thank you, Lauren. All right, the rest of the meeting is devoted to brief reports. I'll start with President Easter.
Nothing further.
Okay, that was brief.
Yeah. Very brief.
Is there any old business to come forward? Any new business? Then I would like to invite Professor Philip Patson to give an annual report relative to the Chicago Senate.
He had to leave early.
So you got the ball. Welcome.
So I will help get you out of here faster. So that's the bad news is Phil had to leave. The good news is I will try to truncate what I said. What I plan to say was what Phil planned to say. So the first thing is a lot has happened since I spoke to you last. So we want to, from the faculty, thank President-designate Easter for accepting the task of being a president-designate and look forward to the next meeting of the Board of Trustees when you will no longer be a designate. But welcome, we appreciate your willing to serve, and we appreciate the talent you have already shown us in your meetings with us on the Chicago campus and with us in the University Senate's conference. As for the University of Illinois at Chicago Senate, we have done this year all the things that Senates do every year. We've approved courses, we've evaluated things, we've helped understand and listen to the Chancellor and the Provost. You have heard a lot today from Chancellor Alan Mears. We have, as a faculty, joined in with reendorsing our mission, our urban mission, and there are prices to pay for that endorsement. One of the prices is that if you look at some of the dashboards, they are going to be lower than dashboards of other components of the University of Illinois because we have to meet our urban mission. Nevertheless, the summation of all of this is that I, as a tribal elder, have been at this institution for 30 years plus. The summation of all this is that we are continuing a logarithmic growth up, that we are in the top 30 U.S. public institutions as described by two different rating agencies, that we are 11th in the world of growth of a university that's less than 10 years old, is it?
50,
okay, that's even better. So those are the numbers that we ought to look to. And in dashboard evaluations, we ought to look to what are the numbers that lead to that growth and look to other numbers that support that and interpret, as I said in December, interpret these dashboard numbers in ways that will help us get better. So we shouldn't be looking, in my view, in terms of virility contests.